Saskatoon. Ken Seitz, Nutrien's president and CEO, has announced a $3 million donation to the Wanuskewin Heritage Park UNESCO Ready campaign. This $12 million fundraising campaign is to support Wanuskewin's application to become Saskatchewan's first UNESCO World Heritage Site by 2025. Nutrien has been a constant support, not only in our day-to-day capacity, but as allies in our efforts to address truth and reconciliation, says Darlene Brander, CEO Wanuskewin Heritage Park. As we navigated early conceptions of what Wanuskewin could be, Nutrien challenged us to think bigger, to dream bigger. Previous Nutrien support of the park's Thundering Ahead campaign in 2015 facilitated construction of a convention center, extension of galleries, program enhancement of Return of the Bison. As we pursue new goals, we do so with a renewed commitment to TRC and to the community we aspire to serve. As in the past, Nutrien support will play a fundamental role in our newest endeavor, to achieve Saskatchewan's first UNESCO World Heritage designation, Brander adds. The park must meet the rigorous UNESCO criteria while it simultaneously expands its programming and resource management activity. A new exhibit hall with interactive displays, indigenous art galleries, an enhanced trail system through multiple archaeological sites and a new and ever-growing bison herd are just a few of the important pieces of the park. Attaining UNESCO World Heritage designation will be a monumental achievement for Wanuskewin, the indigenous community and everyone in Saskatoon and Saskatchewan, said Ken Seitz, president and CEO, Nutrien. Nutrien is rooted in Saskatchewan and is committed to advancing truth and reconciliation across our global operations in everything we do. MLA Terry Jensen, who brought greetings on behalf of the Laura Ross, Saskatchewan's Minister for Parks, Culture and Sport, and City Councillor Hilary Goff, were also on hand for the announcement. Wanuskewin is rich with history and culture and has been an important gathering place for Indigenous peoples for thousands of years, Jensen said. We want to thank Nutrien for their generous support in helping them work towards a UNESCO World Heritage designation. Goff added, on behalf of City Council, I want to extend a heartfelt thank you to Nutrien for another monumental commitment to Wanuskewin. This leadership is important in a time when we reflect and consider what role each of us can play in truth and reconciliation. We also wish Wanuskewin every success in their pursuit of UNESCO World Heritage designation, an honor and responsibility for all of us to uphold. In her closing remarks, Candace Wasakase Lafferty, Wanuskewin board member and fundraising committee chair, stated, "Truth and reconciliation includes the acknowledgement and support of Indigenous leadership. Wanuskewin has a story to tell and it is one that cannot be told by anyone but the Indigenous voices of the Plains peoples. With the support of Nutrien, our voices will be heard and the important work we do here will be recognized."